From dings and dents to full body work, Bowen's Body Shop has been trusted by Rutherford Countyans for over 3 decades. Let Jeff and Kyle Bowen put their years of experience to work for you. They have a large paint and body shop at 459 Middle Tennessee Boulevard with all their work done on site. If you have a fender bender or even worse, Bowen's Body Shop is the place to call. 896-0008. Family owned and operated. That's Bowen's Body Shop. 896-0008.
Haynes Brothers Lumber Company specializes in replacement and custom windows and doors. This is Terry Haynes, and Sun Windows and Doors have a wide array of options to fit every application and budget. Our knowledgeable staff will help you with design ideas to answering technical glass performance questions. Haynes Brothers Lumber and Sun Windows and Doors. It's a winning combination. Call us today at 893-1515 or stop by our showroom on Northwest Broad Street. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company and Sun Windows, the people you know, the people you trust.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley, if you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change, which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up, like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Contact Murfreesboro Electric Department at 893-5514 or MurfreesboroElectric.com.
When's the last time you sat down at the table to a home-cooked meal? We do that every night at Farmer's Family. And on Friday and Saturday night, we go all out. We do grilled ribeye steaks, frog legs, fried oysters, shrimp, crab cakes, salmon, even gator tail, and all-you-can-eat crab legs.
Remember Farmers, where everything is farm
fresh! Come in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Host of the Prentice Ossoff Heating and Air Coach's Corner, Farmer's Family Restaurant on Old Fort Parkway between Walmart and Home Depot.
This is Primetime Sports, WGNS Murfreesboro, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide on WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps, and always at the game. It's Primetime Sports, presented by IDST Screen Printing and Embroidery. Tonight, get an in-depth look at what's been going on in sports and a look ahead at the week to come. Let's get it started by joining the WGNS Primetime Sports team for tonight's show.
And we welcome you back to the second hour. John Dingens along with Brian Barrett. And joining us here for the second hour, which we do, this is kind of an annual event now, I guess, Brian. We have a couple of doctors from TOA, Robert Greenberg and Robert Thompson. And welcome, guys. We have a lot to ask you. Some questions will be smart. Some will be stupid. Okay, so just prepare for that, all right?
And sounds perfect. And the stupid ones could come from either one of us,
oh, yeah.
To be honest.
More likely me.
But
questions. Let's get this party started. We were talking about how TOA does such a great job, and I'll get this going with a question about football. And we talked a little bit about off-air, but you guys have really obligated yourselves to high school football and even, I guess, college in some respects. I'm not sure exactly. Tell us a little bit. I know Dr. Johns was instrumental in kind of getting that some of that started, but it's really continued and even gotten even bigger over the past few years.
Yeah, I think over the last 10 years, we've been committing ourselves to volunteering our time to cover all the Rutherford County games. So we work well with the local trainers. In fact, they work with us in and out of the clinic situation where we cover all the games for the whole season, whether it's playoffs or not. In fact, TOA covers a lot of the games in Middle Tennessee altogether, not just Rutherford County. So it's great for us because most of us love football, and you know, it's a way to give back and take care of the kids. And since we're in the community, we indirectly know most of the families anyway.
And you're assigned schools, really, kind of, aren't you? You all work that out among yourselves?
There is a variety. We have some guys that float. I've covered Laverne for several years, and
Floater right here beside
we got
you,
a floater right here.
Right. I'm the filling guy, whatever you need. So I've covered a couple Smyrna, Laverne, and then a couple at Siegel as well.
Now, when do you get the call? If you're filling in, when do you get the call?
Oh, it's usually, you know, ahead of time. It's a very organized system.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
So they let you know, especially if the people that are regulars are going to be out of town. So I usually find out a week or two in advance.
So Dr. Thompson, who puts that list together?
That's Dr. Michael Jordan.
He's the one who comes up with everything because, you know, in the games that we cover, I do a lot of emailing back and forth with Andrea Barnett, who kind of helped put this particular show together, and she'll say, what game are you all doing on the air? Because we there's almost always an injury in every game. So at some point, one of you will walk out onto the field, and TOA sponsors our injury timeouts, and so we want to give who that is. I can spot Dr. Johns from 100 miles away and Dr. Jordan. I've gotten pretty good at Dr. Steinagle, but, you know, some of the others, so she kind of gives me a cheat sheet of who's going to be there. But these guys that have been going to the games, Dr. Thompson, what kind of impact do you have at the game just by being there?
Well, I think it's good just to have someone who's available and especially coordinate with the trainers. Probably the most important thing is coordinating with the athletic trainers. They do a fantastic job. They know the athletes better than we do. And so knowing what long-term issues they have going on, especially what will probably happen during the game, and, you know, for the most part, they're right on top of it. So when I get there, I usually coordinate with them and say, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to interact with you? And so for the most part, I get out of their way until they need me, but I always watch. I don't play on my phone, and I don't talk on, you know, with a bunch of other people. I always have an eye on the game just to make sure I know what goes on.
And these are students. These are student trainers, right?
Some of them are. It just depends on the particular schools. But either way, if they are students, they're graduate students. And so they've already completed their undergrad and their training. And if they are doing a graduate assistantship at MTSU, then they have schools that they're assigned, is what I understand. But there's a few schools who have permanent full-time athletic trainers on staff as well.
If you see the hit, I'll ask this to both of you. If you see a hit on the field, you said you're not on your phone, you're watching the game. That's pretty important, because if you see the actual hit, that gives you a lot in how you're diagnosing the next step, I guess, would it not?
Absolutely. I mean, quite honestly, you can watch a lot of plays and sort of have a pretty good idea what happened when you're used to watching what the mechanism of injury is and how they go down, and not only that, what they look like when they're on the ground. You have a pretty good feel for it on the severities. So sometimes instincts will tell you you need to run out right away, and sometimes you can sit back and let the trainer assess it, because they're quite honestly quite good at a lot of the what we need to do.
Watching a football game, the Arizona Cardinals the other day, Sunday, Carson Palmer,
mm-hmm.
When he turned, and yep. I don't know if y'all saw that game, but when he fell down, I even thought ACL. My daughter had that same, an ACL mm-hmm. tear, and it was the same exact. I could just see it, sense it. Not in tremendous amounts of pain, but just can't function.
Yeah, it's a classic ACL injury where it's a non-contact injury. His foot is planted and his body is turning and rotating, so the foot is fixed to the turf, and they'll usually tell you, I felt a pop or I heard a pop, and they go down. They're generally not getting up too quickly.
Do the cleats and that kind of thing, is that part of the problem too? I mean, or has anybody ever really figured out how an ACL occurs? Is it just time it happens?
No, it's that people know. It's the amount of force, the rotation of the tibia relative to the femur, and the stress that's put on the ACL. In the old days, which probably wasn't that long ago, with artificial turf, before they had the new field turf, it was so sticky, if you will, that your foot got such grip that the ratio or the rate of tears of ACL players, especially some of these places that didn't have good turf, a lot of these local high schools, was outrageous. And now that they've changed over and gotten away from most of that artificial turf, the rate is considerably lower, much safer.
When we say the term sports medicine, Dr. Thompson, kind of talk to me about what is sports medicine? What does that field entail?
Sure. So sports medicine is something that it changes depending on who you are and who you talk to. For the most part, it describes the kind of issues that tend to affect people who live an active lifestyle. And so it's not meaning that you have to go out and play high school sports or organize sports at all. It's something you see in all age groups, and it's something that can extend, you know, even into as you get older. And so that's what I usually think of whenever I think of sports medicine, something pretty general. And there's surgeons who take care of sports medicine issues as well as primary care, and I think that they both work very well in a complementary setting.
Yeah, my father cut a tendon in his pinky, and he's 81, so this was maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And one of the doctors at TOA actually did the surgery to repair that, and you think sports medicine. But you have trained surgeons there that can do a wide variety and actually have privileges at the hospital, I guess, where you go in and some do surgeries.
Yeah, absolutely. I think now, especially the group has grown, not just in Rutherford County, but also outside. I actually only joined about 3 months ago. And so We all have, for the most part, subspecialties. There's some general orthopedics as well. My particular subspecialty is foot and ankle orthopedics. And so that, again, is an overlapping area. So there's a lot of general orthopedics, sports medicine, pediatric orthopedics.
So everybody has a specialty, basically, right. In the Dr. Gregory, I mean, and yours would be?
I'm sports medicine, which would generally be...
Encompass everything?
No, it's really the majority of it, probably 80% of it or more, is knees and shoulders. So I have a fellowship in sports medicine, which a large proportion of it will be shoulder and knee surgery and injuries. Dr. Thompson's probably too humble to tell you, but he's being the foot and ankle specialist. He's brand new to this community. This county has never had a foot and ankle specialist at his level before. So he does all the complex foot and ankle stuff that's come around, and we have not had the luxury of having somebody with his ability. You'd have to go to Nashville normally to see, and there's just a few of them there.
And he's a pretty young-looking man, too.
I know. We get a lot of mileage coming out of us for this guy. We're going to work him pretty good.
He'll be there for years.
Have they been working you pretty hard, Dr. Thompson?
It's been good. You know, there's been a nice adjustment pattern, and, you know, my partner's been fantastic. They've been sending me patients for me to see and evaluate. A lot of it's just waiting on different insurance companies to let me see their patients, but that's all moved very, very smoothly. And so my clinics have been full for the last couple of weeks, and my surgery's been picking up quite a bit as well.
Now, and did you grow up in this area, or are you from somewhere else?
I'm from Knoxville originally. Okay. I grew up there, and then I went to undergrad in Arkansas, then medical school in Memphis, residency at the University of Kentucky, and then I was in Miami, Florida for the last year for my foot and ankle fellowship.
Well, at least you got back here to Tennessee anyway.
That's right.
A great place. I'm sure you'll find this out, but Rutherford County just offers so much, so close to just about anywhere you want to go. Plus, there's plenty to do here. You think you're going to like it here in the borough?
I think so. Like I said, I'm from Knoxville, so I grew up in Tennessee, but it's a little bit larger setting. My wife's from Nashville, so we wanted somewhere in between, and this is a perfect size community for what we're looking for. Like you said, it's very complete. There's not a lot that you're not going to be able to get or do, mm-hmm. and we've enjoyed our time here.
That's Dr. Robert Thompson, Dr. Robert Greenberg here as well. You've been here for quite a while, though, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been here for 13, 14 years now, probably mm-hmm. 14 years.
And you're even wearing some Tennessee garb. So.
Yeah, I'm originally from New Jersey, but I made some smart decisions later in life. So, got roundabout, ended up here, but I was actually in practice in Massachusetts for 3 years, and it just wasn't... I wanted a better place, but honestly, without picking on Massachusetts. So my wife and I looked everywhere in the country, like literally Seattle to Georgia to wherever, and this was our best place.
And so why here? What was the best parts about it, I guess?
It wasn't snowing in May. B, the group is fantastic, and the location and the community. People here are friendly, quite honestly. It makes a big difference.
And, Southern fried cooking, that helped a lot, didn't it?
It did help a lot, exactly.
Yeah. Probably gained a few pounds, too, I guess.
Well, I'm pretty scrawny as it is, but it does catch up with you a little bit.
We're going to take a break. We've got Dr. Gregory and Dr. Thompson from TOA, and we will be back with more right after this.
Prentice Alsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Alsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Alsup Heating and Air.
Prentice Alsup Heating and Air on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrenticeAlsup.com.
If you've got a driver that's about to be 16, I invite you to stop by e1auto.com, 1605 Memorial Boulevard in Murfreesboro. We've got the perfect $3,000 to $7,000 truck or car for your soon-to-be 16-year-old or high school driver. This is Jimmy Evans, owner of E1 Auto. Stop by today because we specialize in $3,000 to $6,500, even $7,500 trucks and cars. That's e1auto.com, 896-2277 or 896-CARS.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. Tell us what it's like to work at a family business.
It's a lot of fun. However, it's a lot of work. Everybody has to pull their weight equally.
What do you think are some of the advantages of people doing business with a family business versus a corporate business?
We are here to answer all questions. We're responsible for scheduling jobs. We're not here to sell you material and pass you off to a list of installers.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
We're at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard talking with Stacy Potts Orfis. And if it's on, under, or inside of a vehicle, they can work on it.
We do anything from small engine repairs to installing engines and transmissions. Still even just your simple everyday things like oil changes, brakes, all suspension work, anything related to drivability concerns, emissions testing.
Plus tires and alignment at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard near the County School Board Office.
867-6622.
The time is now, Bob Potts Auction. The time is now.
Absolute Auction, Saturday, November 22nd in Murfreesboro. A three-bedroom, two-bath cottage on a corner lot at 1101 North Spring Street in Murfreesboro. A three-bedroom, two-full bath with a large upstairs will be auctioned off during this Absolute Auction, Saturday, November 22nd, again, 1101 North Spring. See pictures at bobparksauction.com.
Bob Potts Auction.
Haynes Brothers Lumber Company specializes in replacement and custom windows and doors. This is Terry Haynes, and Sun Windows and Doors have a wide array of options to fit every application and budget. Our knowledgeable staff will help you with design ideas to answering technical glass performance questions. Haynes Brothers Lumber and Sun Windows and Doors. It's a winning combination. Call us today at 893-1515 or stop by our showroom on Northwest Broad Street. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company and Sun Windows, the people you know, the people you trust.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
We have, I bet, 20 different backgrounds for inside that you can pick from.
And Alan Loveless has developed his property's secret garden, and the waterfall is gorgeous.
And people think about little ones in their yards. This is a big one where you can sit on it, you can get under it, and a lot of our couples are getting under the waterfall at the end of this session.
Take a look at the photo galleries at lovelessphotography.com. Loveless Photography, 890-1558. For portraits you'll love, why settle for less?
Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Teams on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
We're back for quarter number two. It's been a long night, hasn't it?
Yes.
Dr. Greenberg is here, ladies and gentlemen, and Dr. Thompson. Sorry about that, Dr. Greenberg.
It's okay.
Been a long day, 4:30. You know, you've been through those days before, but we're talking sports medicine, quite honestly. And we were talking again off air. Sometimes I enjoy the stuff that we say off air, but high school football is a little different. And you were talking about it in New Jersey, a whole different ballgame. And even in Miami, when it comes to people attending the games, Dr. Greenberg, you can start off.
Yeah. My high school won the state championship. And I will tell you, I went to one game in 4 years. And that was the one game where they won it. I mean, it wasn't just me. People didn't really pay much attention. It didn't seem like a big deal. And looking back, we had some good players. One kid went to Purdue, another kid went elsewhere. But the interest of the community is not there. And it wasn't like it was for some other sport. It just, you know, they cared about a local pro team. But the following the kids in the community was just a completely different feel.
It's same in Miami, but in terms of, you mentioned about the city parks, which Hoover was a little bit like that too.
Yeah.
And I really didn't think they had a huge crowd. I mean, I know it was big with such a big stadium, but Blackman showed very well. But in city parks, it's just hard to get that camaraderie like you have a different ballpark for every school here in Rutherford County.
Yeah, absolutely. It just depends too, because sometimes you're at the same park and you're the home team. Sometimes you're the visitor and you don't really know. But, you know, we saw some outstanding athletes down in Miami, and there's just like there are here. And even at those more, I guess, the, you know, prominent teams that would be down there, sometimes the home team would only have 20 or 30 people in the stands.
Unbelievable. I wanted to mention a little bit about some of the, you know, you've seen some of these injuries to these football players that you just, you know, cringe, you know, when you see it. Mm-hmm. And has that happened to you in your capacity working maybe the worst injury you've ever seen? I mean, it's because it can just turn your stomach really at times.
I've seen some scary ones. I was working at the University of Iowa, so I was following the team, and a kid went down, but it didn't look like he hit his head. He just almost looked like he stopped breathing.
Now, that
and
is
he looked,
scary.
He looked yeah. like he was in deep, deep trouble. So that was probably the scariest thing I've seen, and sure enough, luckily he made it, but it, for whatever reason, it looked like he kind of went into cardiac arrest and was on national TV. And
yeah.
So that was about as scary as it got for me.
I've been pretty fortunate. I haven't seen too many terrible things, but, you know, you always worry about it and you always see that. I've seen a couple shoulder dislocations and I've seen some ankle fractures, but those usually aren't quite as dramatic as some of the bigger hits that you can see on TV especially.
Well, I remember as a kid watching the Washington Redskins and Joe Theismann's
injury. I
knew
you were going to say that one, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's one that I'll always remember that one. You know, and there probably are some that maybe outside of your profession, you've at least watched sports and have seen something like that happen. That one stands out to me. Are there any that stand out to you, Dr. Greenberg and Dr. Thompson?
Let's see. I was actually at a fan of South Carolina game when, I forget their name of the running back, dislocated his knee.
It's Lattimore.
Lattimore, yeah. And that's from the stands, you could tell that's what happened. That's when you dislocate your knee, it's just not a normal ACL. Instead of having one ligament go, you have four main ligaments in your knee, all four go, and that's a pretty dangerous situation because you can have a nerve or vessel injury. So that's probably the most severe one I've seen in person.
Yeah, I was watching that game too. I remember exactly. Yeah. I knew right when it happened. I said, oh no, he dislocated his knee. Mm-hmm. I think the main concern too, like you had mentioned, besides the ligaments, is you can have injury to the nerves and blood vessels, especially with a knee dislocation. Mm-hmm. But fortunately, I don't think that was the issue with him. You just have to watch them closely. As far as to answer your question, I remember very clearly, do you remember the receiver Alabama had Prothrow?
Yes.
In the corner when they were playing Florida when they were up and a fair amount, and then he had a pretty nasty ankle injury. I just remember watching that thinking, oh no.
I mean, you can see them. They even slow-mo, you know, now, and you can tell. And those things can be John went through it with his daughter, for instance, and the commitment that it takes for that athlete. I was just thinking about this year at Blackman, Sam Luker, first game of the year. Of course, his dad is a co-host of this program, comes on every few weeks. But Sam had that hit that caused a back injury that has kept him out. He's at least practicing and things now. But you knew exactly when it happened. And then you mention it on the air, and then someone else comes in to fill his spot, and then Blackman goes on to play football. But the work that that individual kid has to do to get back or to rehab from that injury, to me, that's the story that not only from the game to TOA and the help that they get there, but the story afterward. That's a tough road, Dr. Greenberg, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big deal, and it takes actually a lot of understanding from the student athlete, but also the family, because the expectation is not all Adrian Peterson. You know, or that sort of unrealistic. You took a world-class athlete who had the injury at the perfect time, very early in the season, had a huge, you know, had a very big chunk of time to get better. Most of these people with ACL injuries don't really get back in 6 months and they're ready to go. They may be okay, but most of them take about a year to really start feeling like they're back where they were. And that expectation is almost unrealistic for most, even just high-level professional people. That's not the norm. And the amount of time, the amount of effort, and sort of the team approach is a big deal. And then you also need somebody who's actually going to follow the plan. A lot of kids feel better before the term would be biologically. They are truly healed, and they want to go out and feel like they can do more, and they have pressure from people, coaches. And every once in a while, somebody might venture out on their own and take a little more extra risk than they need to.
And that's a good point. There's a rest time, too, for that swelling to go down. Mm-hmm. And I know with my daughter's case, she felt better. And she kind of got in her mind that I don't need surgery. You know, I don't think I need it. But you do. I mean, but it takes a while to get the swelling down. And, you know, people that come back, you know, I'm going to ask, I'm a baseball fan, so I'm going to talk about rotator cuff, too. You know, I'm going to do that. You know, it's coming. So
we're ready.
But you can come back too soon from – it's very careful to work hard but not come back too soon, right, and follow the doctor's orders explicitly.
Yeah, that's absolutely essential that you follow the directions because it's not just instructions or recommendations that are based on a whim. They're based on the pattern of healing, the injury, and sort of research. People who've done this way before Dr. Thompson and I got involved, there's people who have looked at different studies and different reasons – and knowing the natural history of an injury, how long it takes to get back and to do it well, so your chance of reoccurring or making it worse is as low as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one, two thing, you know, that we had mentioned earlier was the role of the athletic trainer and then also the physical therapist play. Because honestly, doing the procedure and the surgery, while it's certainly important, it's complex, but, you know, that's what we've trained to do. And it's something that is not necessarily complex, you know, out of the ordinary for us to do. But the relationships built by the physical therapist and the athletic trainers, who, again, know the students, know when to push them, know when to hold them back. That's really where the art of what they do comes into play. And so it's something I didn't necessarily know, but the further I went along in my training, the more, you know, I really realized the importance of the physical therapists and the athletic trainers.
And there's a lot of pressure. Is there pressure on you guys when a football player has a concussion and the coach wants to know if he can go back in? Is that overhyped, or is that really kind of a serious quick call?
I'd say for me, you know, Dr. Greenberg, he trained a few years before I did, and so it may have been a different environment earlier on. In my training in the last 6 years, while starting practice, there have been such a focus on concussions and head injuries that really I've had zero pushback from any coaches, either in Kentucky, where I train in residency, in Miami, where I was last year, or here. The coaches know that it's important to make sure that is appropriately evaluated and taken care of. And so there's a lot of algorithms set in place to make sure that people are safe to return to play. Now, that being said, it still relies on, to some degree, you know, the athlete letting us know when something happens. But again, most people are watching, and you've got hundreds of eyes on the field when it happens.
So. Yeah, and there's still pressure on you, though, to make the right diagnosis. Is this really a concussion, or, you know, are they okay to go back in? And I guess you lean more times than not on the side of caution in those, any time there's a head injury.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not something that you really question. If you think you need to hold them out, you hold them out. And there's certain things you ask them. And then most of the athletes now, like I mentioned already, the relationship, but the trainers know the kids and they know how they act. And so, you know, if I don't know the kid, if I'm not at practice every day, which I'm not, then it's something that relationship is important to have.
And Dr. Greenberg, the players want to go back in. They don't care whether they want to play, don't they?
Almost all of them want to play. It's interesting that you say that, because when a kid comes out and goes, I got a problem, I can't go, you know it's serious.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get the opposite expression most of the time. The kid's going to try to ignore the injury and go back in. And really, you have to be the voice of reason in the process, because the kid's going to want to go back, the family wants him to go back, the coach wants him to go back, but to go back to the other question about concussions, it's night and day. When I first started coming in games, there were coaches. They come to you, and they're in the moment, and they're all hyped up, and they, you know, stand 2 feet from you or closer and go, is you ready to go?
Yeah.
And you, even as a doctor, you're sitting there going, oh, I don't want to disappoint.
Yeah.
And now the way the protocols have come down, it's a no-brainer. It's very easy to make the decision. Coaches are on board. And they don't, I've had no pushback in the last several years. So the understanding and what's happened with the education has made the process easy.
And on Steve's kid, Sam, that helmet was busted. The Oakland player's helmet was, they showed pictures of it, and it would see where his head had pressed into that, or his back or whatever. But it was a terrible, it was just an awful hit. I mean, it's one of those.
And his pads were broken. I mean, it was a ferocious hit. And that was one that you knew something was pretty serious. And it turned out to be he was a very lucky young man. And sometimes that's just part of it. But the pads and the helmet and everything, those are all there for protection. But I guess I'll kind of piggyback over on what Dr. Thompson said. Dr. Greenberg, you've been around a little while. Was he kind of calling you older or something?
Well, by looking at my head, it's pretty
absolutely
obvious.
Not. I have nothing but respect for my senior partner.
But the fact that the equipment has changed so much that it helps keep the injuries that may have occurred 10 years ago maybe don't occur now. Would that be right or not?
I'm not sure that's correct. The injuries are still, the equipment's better, there's no doubt, but the athlete's bigger, stronger, faster. Look at the kids today compared to 10, 15 years ago. I don't know how they get so big, and I don't know how they get so big so young, but it's, quite honestly, some of the junior high kids look like high school kids of the past.
And so the equipment has had to keep up, I guess.
Yeah, I think it has to. I mean, I can't imagine how big and strong some of these kids are. I mean, think of back when we were in school. There wasn't such a thing as off-season training. Some kids lifted weights, some didn't. Some kids were conditioned, some weren't. Now you want to be part of the show. You're in there. You're working. Doesn't matter if you're on the bench or not. These kids are big and strong and fast, and it's a different world.
I want to talk with – I know we got to take a break, but I want to talk to both of them, ask both of them this question in terms of going back to the ACL just a little bit, in that area. When they play sports, you mentioned it, they play sports, Dr. Greenberg, all year long now. And like some of these women's or girls' softball teams, they play all year long, basketball, traveling camps, all summer long. Do you think that that has caused more of those ACLs in girls and particularly, I don't know if it's more in women or men, but it's just our bodies never rest anymore.
Yeah, I think definitely, number one, women have a 2-to-1 ratio at least of ACLs to men, and nobody's quite sure. There's lots of theories. But girls have at least twice as many ACL injuries as men. But I think the fact that kids are I'm trying to be nice. They're definitely overworked as athletes. If you looked at the Sports Medicine Academy recommendations, they generally or very clearly recommend that if you are going to be a year-round athlete, they recommend that you're an athlete 3 months, take a month off, three off. So you're always giving your body a chance to recover. And quite honestly, it doesn't happen because there's too much. If you want to be part of this volleyball team, you need to be in it year-round, and there's rules within these traveling kids who play soccer, you name the sport, it happens, and the kids aren't given appropriate rest and overtraining. I know Dr. Thompson and I had a bad foot fracture a couple months ago on a fairly prominent football player, and that was purely an injury of overuse. It's a specific type of foot fracture, stress fracture, that only somebody like Dr. Thompson will have the skill to take care of. But literally, the kid's in my office, he's got scholarships, and I'm going to consult him on how to get through that.
And I guess with feet, it's the same thing. I mean, it's the wear and tear and the constant grind. I mean, it's going to have some effect eventually.
Yeah, absolutely. I can tell you, there's certain things you're going to see over and over again in your clinic. I'm sure like Dr. Greenberg would see too. For me, I see a lot of plantar fasciitis. I see a lot of kids with heel pain, and then just a lot of injuries and some pain that you don't really have a good reason for. And even with a thorough explanation, you say, well, I think it's most likely overuse. If you have four different kinds of dance classes 4 to 5 nights a week on top of doing other sports, it's going to be something that will eventually pile up. And so sometimes you just have to shut it down.
It all really starts with the foot and ankle, doesn't it? I mean, you're
I like
on
to
your,
think so. Yeah.
but really, if you've got that good foundation, other things, kind of maybe take care of themselves. But if you have feet problems or ankle problems, or I used to judge horses and we used to look to whether they were pigeon toed and things like that. I mean, if and that happens to people, that can affect your walk, your gait. It could help affect your hips and things like that, can it?
Sure, it can. And that's one thing, just looking at the foot, you just have to also realize there's a person attached to the foot. So understanding what activities they want to do and then what exactly is bothering them. So it's not just I can make an x-ray look better or different. It's trying to figure out what each patient needs to get them to doing the activities and live the life that they want to live.
You're a baseball guy. I know it's coming.
You know it's coming. I'm going to take a break first, though. Okay. You know the rotator cuff is going to be, and our foot doctor will be able to tell me. I'm sure you've had some experience with the rotator cuff.
Some, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Say, Dr. Greenberg, Dr. Thompson, I got it right this time.
Thank you.
And we're going to stay here with us. Stay with us. We've got more coming up on Primetime Sports presented by IDIS Tees. It's a 2-hour edition tonight. Stay with us.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro. We're on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club. Midas is known for mufflers and exhausts, and we do it like no one else.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro, where we also do brakes, tires, oil changes, alignments, diagnostics.
If it's a problem for you, then we can solve it.
There's no car or truck problem we can't solve to get you back safely on the road.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
We're on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
For over 4 decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
Ideas Tees introduces its newest edition, Raider Tees.
Yes, just in time for football in Middle Tennessee, the Blue Raiders fan source for officially licensed Middle Tennessee gear is Raider Tees. Located at 910 Richley Road behind Chewy's and Chili's off Broad Street, Raider Tees open this fall on game days.
Your season or game day ticket gets you 25% off on game day.
Raider Tees by Ideas Tees.
910 Ridgely Road off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's.
DirecTV by Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment.
Discover the DirecTV by Intersource difference.
I've had people come up to me and say, hey, Chris came out to see me, or John came out to see me and took care of something because he wants to make sure that people here are taken care of. And that's such a wonderful thing for me to know that not only is it something we talk about, we walk the walk.
Don't call the 800 number for DirecTV. Call your local authorized DirecTV dealer. DirecTV by Intersource, 815-1800.
Fleet Feet Sports Murfreesboro is presenting their fifth annual Frosty Fun Run on December 13th at 7 in the morning, hosted by the Stones River Country Club. Lace up your shoes and put on your mittens and come run or walk the 2 or 4.5 mile course. It's only $25 plus a new toy, and enjoy waffles afterwards. The race proceeds benefit the court-appointed special advocates and Bob Park's Christmas for the Children. Join Fleet Feet Sports Murfreesboro and have fun this holiday season at the Frosty Fun Run. For more information, visit fleetfeetmurfreesboro.com or stop by the store.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
When you talk about the people at MTCS, it's unbelievable. The community there, the families there, the people there are just top-notch.
MTCS President Dr. Phil Ellenberg.
We want everything we do to be about Jesus, and we're not ashamed of that. Matter of fact, we want to proclaim Jesus in what we do. We want it to be His school, and we want to just serve through that.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, online at mtcscougars.org.
Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
And now, are you playing that music for Dr. Greenberg and me? Is that what you're saying?
No.
He's younger than I am. He's a young guy. Look, he's in shape.
This is just what comes out of the magic jukebox. I don't control it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I
believe that. We're here with Drs. Greenberg and Dr. Thompson, and we are talking, and I'm going to talk. Give me 4 minutes to ask the question about rotator cuffs, and you can have the rest of the show.
It's a four-minute question?
Yeah,
goodness.
I'm just going to walk out and get some coffee or something, come back. I'm going to ask this question.
All right.
Rotator cuffs, a lot of people have made – Dr. Andrews, of course, is the big guy, you know, in Birmingham or wherever he's at with the baseball issues. But you guys have dealt with it. And that's another issue where maybe we're starting the kids. Dr. Greenberg, I'll start with you. Maybe they were starting the kids a little too young, or, you know.
I'm not sure if they're starting too young. It's how much load and how much repetitive injury. Pitch counts are a great idea, but quite honestly, most people don't follow them. They think pitches in the game only matter, and it's literally a repetitive stress injury for most people. Most people don't, especially at the young age. It's almost impossible to tear a rotator cuff, but you can cause rotator cuff tendonitis. You can cause strains, and kind of lead to future wear. And there's something called internal impingement, which is more of an abnormal tightening of the shoulder that tends to happen to throwers. So they'll get progressive wear of the rotator cuff even at a young age. And my big point is mechanics. Most people don't really learn good mechanics, and it's hard to learn mechanics when you're trying to be competitive and throw hard. And then number two would be the amount of pitches you throw overall. Your shoulder does not know if it's a game. Your shoulder just knows pitches. So if you're practicing hard in between starts, and you're telling me you're only throwing 50 or 60 a night, but you're throwing another 100 each day at practice, you've got an issue. And I remember one time, one of my favorite stories was a girl came in, who wasn't an overhand thrower, but she was a pitcher, and she would pitch 4 to 5 games of softball a day.
And yeah.
That's a problem. I don't care if you don't have pain. That's
whether it's overhanded or underhanded.
Yeah, it's her time. And so the kid, the family, everybody has to be on board, because if they don't grasp it, you're fighting an uphill battle.
That's why a lot of times you'll see teams with that one solid girl pitcher on there, and she pitches a lot of innings because maybe they don't have anybody else.
Yeah.
The second year, maybe not as good. It always seems to work out that way, that it really affects, you know, by working that much.
Well, now, in softball, they may play 50 or 60 games,
yeah.
You know, if you get to the state championship. And if you only have one pitcher and someone that you bring in maybe 10 of those 60, that's a lot of games, because you have to figure practice in between.
That's an amazing amount of stress on a maturing shoulder, even a full-grown man shoulder.
And so there's really nothing to the idea that because you're throwing underhanded, there's less stress on that rotator cuff.
No, that's true.
That's a lot less. But still, it's still the number of how many times you're throwing.
Yeah, I guess my point was that you see a lot of overstress injuries. Underhand's certainly a lot less of a risk to tear your rotator cuff.
Because that's an unnatural, Dr. Thompson, that's a baseball throw's unnatural, really, for people, really.
Yes.
He's a foot guy. What can I say?
I answered the question.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah.
So, you can kick a ball, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You can involve your feet.
That's true. A lot of soccer.
That's right, quite a bit.
But I want to go back to what you were saying. I think I understand the point. It may not be a rotator cuff, but just because it's a softball player and you pitch underhanded doesn't mean you can't get things like the impingement you're talking about and other
problems.
Other problems.
We see a lot of elbow problems. And I would say 19 out of 20 or 49 out of 50 are overuse elbow injuries. Just kids who throw a lot or throw with poor mechanics or have an injury and they don't let it rest. Or a combination of all different things. Elbows for overhand throwers are a big deal. And, you know, you have open growth plates around the elbow. So it can be a multitude of things. But you could take the whole group of kids and lump them together and say, well, if they weren't throwing hard in a repetitive fashion, these injuries probably don't exist. So if you can prevent and educate the people, it's probably your best thing. Because once they have the injuries, it's a pretty lengthy rest. And quite honestly, the majority of them don't need an elbow surgery like a Tommy John surgery. That's the small percentage, although that percentage is larger than ever just because of the strength and the repetitive throwing nature of sports today.
And people are serious about sports so much younger now. I mean, coaches push it and that kind of thing. It doesn't seem to I know when my daughter, and I'm sure if y'all, when she was playing travel softball, just, you know, I didn't think she was ever going to be like a major softball star, you know, but the travel and the expenses and all that, just, I mean, you had to go. If you didn't go, you didn't play, you weren't going to be on the team long. It's just amazing how much I was gone, like, for the entire summer, 1 year. And I told my wife, I said, I don't know if we can keep doing this. You know, I mean, it was just every weekend, every night. You might have had one night off a week during the summer.
Well, and I mean, all sports are like that. My son plays basketball, and so – same thing. I mean, it's year round, so that's not going to change, I don't think. So as kids get bigger, stronger, faster, Dr. Thompson, I wrote down, here are some things I wrote down: concussion, cramps, ACL. We've talked about that pretty extensively. Sprains, ankle sprains, things of that nature. Those are ones. We hear a lot about that, especially early on. We talk about cramps because it's so hot outside and things of that nature. High ankle sprain, where is this sprain? Those are some of the terms that we use when we're calling the games with injuries that kids experience. Are there some that I'm missing here that you see a lot of? What are the most what I'm trying to get to, the most frequent injuries that on the sidelines at a basketball game, whatnot, what you all have to deal with from student athletes?
Sure. I think there's a lot of hand injuries too. So dislocated fingers, things like that, fractures there, you can see quite a bit. Dislocated shoulders, you see pretty frequently, and especially football and those kind of injuries. But, you know, sprains are usually, you know, one of the more common ones that I see, especially, you know, in my clinics, especially early in the week after football games, things like that in the season. You see probably 3 to 4 kids with an ankle sprain easily a day, new ones that come in.
So what is the difference between a sprain and a high ankle sprain?
Sure. So usually if you're going to have a sprained ankle, there's a specific kind of mechanism where your foot is pointing down and then in towards the middle of your body. And if you hold your foot in that position, you can feel that it tends to stretch the, at least the structures on the outside of your ankle near that lump that you can feel. And so that's the smaller bone called the fibula. And there's 3 ligaments that are your lower ankle ligaments. And usually if you have a low ankle sprain or a standard one, then there's 2 that are torn. And they have long names, but their abbreviations are ATF and CF. And then a higher ankle sprain is actually a disruption or an injury to the ligaments that hold the 2 bones in your low leg together, your tibia and your fibula. And so there's a few other ones there too. And those are abbreviated your AITF ligaments. And there's 2 other ones as well. And so the difference is the position of the foot and then the manner in which it moves. And so a lower ankle sprain can still be pretty severe in terms of the discomfort. And it takes a variable amount of time. It's a lot of times it's not these, just walk on it and shake it off and you'll be better in a day. Sometimes it takes 4 to 6, sometimes even longer than that. Higher ankle sprains, depending on the severity, are more likely to need an operation if you have to have one.
Really?
But it's rare that you would need to do one. 90% of the people with a lower ankle sprain don't need anything else. They, even if their ankles are a little bit loose, the muscles around the ankle are able to compensate and give you stability. And so that's why we use the term functional instability versus mechanical instability. So I can make your ankle move, but as if you don't have any symptoms, then you're fine.
In football and in basketball especially, we see athletes, maybe more so in basketball because the training room, as they call it, is near the gym. And at Smyrna is one place that I can vividly remember. You see kids lined up on the tables and they're getting their ankles taped before every game.
Mm-hmm.
How important is that process? And I guess that's really physical training that goes in with it. Does that help cut down those number of ankle injuries?
I don't think in particular. A lot of it's just geared towards the symptoms of the particular athlete. Okay. So, you know, there's a few numbers that you can toss around. I've heard the number that after 10 minutes, you lose 50% of the strength of a tape. So no matter how good the athletic trainer is, I know we've talked about them, you know, a fair amount tonight, but they can be the best one in the world. And, you know, we have a lot of great ones here, but even the best tape job will lose half its strength after about 10 minutes because, you know, you're working, you're sweating, and it's moving. An ankle brace might be a little bit better to some degree, but a lot of it has to do with just the position of the foot and just the physics of it. You know, if you think what our bodies can do when we're moving at high speed, jumping, doing plyometrics, there's a lot of force going through it. And so just putting some tape on there is not something that will prevent all injuries. But if you have issues with instability, a lot of times we'll use an ankle brace to try to hold it. Sometimes taping up high can help too, especially with diagnosing a high ankle sprain, not just where the pain is.
Well, it's obviously phenomenal. And I think our viewpoint is the reason we like to do this show is, number one, to bring a highlight to the various doctors at TOA who have been great partners with us for well over 20 years to do the games on the air. But it's more than that for us. It's really a passion to be able to highlight these kids who are doing such a great job in their sports. And we hear so many negative things about kids that, you know, you just really want to surround yourself with the good things. And this is one of the many here in Rutherford County. And that's what drives you all. I mean, that's your passion for going out and giving up your Friday nights with your family to go to these football games. And Dr. Greenberg, I think sharing that passion really kind of comes through in what we try to do, and I know what you all do.
Yeah, I think it's you can't fake it.
Yeah,
so
that's
either
true.
You like it or you don't, and it's not every doctor in our group does the games. But if you don't like it, you're probably best not being out there because you know, you're not going to be paying attention. You're not going to be doing your best job for the kids.
But I mean, isn't it great to be around kids who are working hard, working toward a goal? I hear so much negative about what's our next generation going to be like. Well, if these kids that are working hard toward their goal here, if they can do that same in a workplace, I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, I think I mean, it's amazing to me how hard the kids work and how they dedicate themselves. There's no, honestly, I couldn't see myself doing it at that age. There's so many other things going on. There's pressures on kids and other things. It's amazing how the kids can commit themselves and to learn how to play hard, to win, to lose, which is probably a pretty unique skill in itself. I'm amazed. And I think, you know, there's a lot to learn from sports in general.
And we really haven't touched a whole lot on the university side, but I know I have never seen Dr. Johns without something blue on.
Yeah, he's going to wear blue till the very end.
Yeah.
He's definitely going to – he's always in blue. His passion for MTSU is quite honestly like nobody else's.
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of passion that I think is really great that we have you know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance here in town that is so committed to our local athletes and to the local community in general. And I know this is a sports show, but you all give back to the community so much, and we just wanted to have this opportunity to not only highlight sports medicine and what you do, but to have an opportunity to publicly say thanks for all the work. And I know that there are so many people involved there, but maybe you all can pass that word along through the office for us.
Yeah. Sure, absolutely. Thanks for having us.
It's been great. Appreciate it.
I know some parents that are very grateful that they're there on the sidelines each and every Friday night. We appreciate you coming. And Dr. Robert Greenberg and Dr. Robert Thompson, guest from TOA, will be back with more Primetime Sports brought to you by IDIS Tees.
Get to a better State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Trey Helton, and I'm that State Farm agent. 895-0500.
Get to a better State Farm.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm agent Bonnie King, and I can help you get to a better state. 220-2210.
Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett with friends who are just like me. Totally obsessed with this thin crust heaven. Jacob can't even keep his parents out of his room.
They watch me all the time. And I think my mom found my stash of Sir Pizza boxes.
They're just after your square slices, Jacob. Stay strong. Give in to the Sir Pizza obsession. On East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and a memorial between the VA and Sportscom.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
Winners Trophies can help you with customized awards for any occasion. Owner Kelly Hockenberry continues to provide awards for sports teams, churches, recognition awards, and more. Call Winners Trophies at 904-6002. That's 904-6002 for the best in quality, service, and pricing. You can also email Kelly, winnerstrophy@comcast.net. That's winnerstrophy@comcast.net. Any award for any occasion. Winners Trophies, 904-6002.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. It may be a cliche, but home is where the heart is, and at Steve Martin Construction, we put our heart into every custom home we've built. It's the small things that make a house a home, and we understand that a little luxury can go a long way. You can see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I look forward to talking to you about building your dream home. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639, and online at stevemartinconstruction.com.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands, and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
Make Little Caesars your big game party headquarters with large, hot and ready pepperoni pizzas for just $5 each. Add a crazy combo, Italian cheese bread, or hot and ready Caesar wings, and you've got a party.
Get a hot and ready pepperoni pizza for $5 or a 3-meat treat for $8.
Little Caesars proudly introduces the new deep, deep dish pizza with 8 thick, crispy corner slices, hot and ready every day for just $8.
Pizza, pizza.
On Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart, and Franklin Road next to Matco.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment,
the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees.
on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
Brian Barrett here with Coach Philip Chadowans of Blackman High School, and Blackman is going to be part of what will be a great kickoff to the 2015 football season. Coach Chadowans, big news coming out that week zero, or what will now be called week one of the regular season in football next year, is going to be pretty special in Rutherford County.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a lot of people to thank that are, you know, going to be involved in that. I think in this game, this classic, you know, it's yet to be named yet, but this classic that's going to take place and be played at Middle Tennessee State, I think it's something that's going to be, you know, around well after me and you are probably retired and gone. And I think it's just a great opportunity to expose Rutherford County, you know, two football teams from Rutherford County, whatever two they may be year in and year out, and two teams from other parts of the Southeast to come in and open, you know, open the year out, the year off at Middle Tennessee State in a great stadium. And I think it's going to be great exposure for everyone in our community, everyone in our county, and certainly our university here in Middle Tennessee.
Well, being Rutherford County, a couple of great Rutherford County teams and the university that's here in this area, I mean, that kind of brings all of those football components together in one game versus some really good outside opponents.
Right. And I think the neat part about the plan for this classic is that, you know, each year those two opponents will change, and I think that makes it special. I think it's going to be a game because of where it's being played and, you know, right here in Middle Tennessee at a you know, big stadium and holds 30-something thousand people. I just think it'll be a game that teams from across the Southeast will be, you know, wanting to get into. And so I think the opponents over the years will be a really neat to see who all comes in here to play opening week here in Middle Tennessee. And I think it's just great exposure for our kids. This is a kids game, and the fact, you know, every 2 years, you know, it'd be another home team also, you know, or, you know, these first 2 years is Oakland and, you know, in Blackman High School. And 2 years from now, the committee will decide what two teams that they want to put in this game and then go out and begin to find teams to come in and play. I just think it's going to be something special. It's going to be an unbelievable way to start football season here in Middle Tennessee. And you know, it's before college football starts, so it's kind of got the attention of all of Middle Tennessee. And I would expect to have just gigantic crowds here for these games over the years.
Philip Chadowans from Blackman joining us. And, Coach, the idea around this is every 2 years you have to put together a schedule, home and away kind of thing. And then after that, who knows, it could be Blackman and Riverdale. It could be Oakland and Siegel. There's a committee that is being formed, I guess, to take a look at that for what happens with the future games.
Absolutely. I mean, I think one of the things that the committee will decide, and this in our preliminary talks and in putting this all together, is that the committee, you know, will try to take, you know, whatever two teams are kind of playing the best at that time. And we know in this county, you know, 1 year it could be Blackman, 1 year it can be, you know, Oakland, it could be Smyrna, it can be Laverne, it can be Riverdale, it could be Siegel. I mean, Stewart's Creek is always going to be up and coming. It can be anyone, any two teams in our county that are playing at a high level, you know, the previous 2 years. And so, therefore, you know, that's the game they get if they want it. So I think it'll be a bunch of community leaders that decide that. It won't be in my hands. It won't be in Tommy McDaniel's hands. It'll be in the hands of the committee. And so, you know, I like the fact that there's going to be a committee in Rutherford County that can put together this game, you know, for years to come. It's been this first year trying to get this thing started. You know, it's been a lot to it. There's been so many people. You know, Chris Massaro at Middle Tennessee State University has just been great to work with and to deal with and to really help kind of, you know, run some of these meetings and just to try to get this thing started. Because I think it's something that in 15 or 20 years, you know, at least my vision is in 15 or 20 years, it's something that everyone in Middle Tennessee and maybe even in the Southeast looks forward to. Who's going to play, you know, who's going to play to open up high school football season? But I do think, and maybe I have grandiose eyes, I don't know, but I do think it's something that it's going to be special for years and years to come. And Rutherford County has been successful enough and is well-known enough in the Southeast with the kind of players that we have in our county that it's a great opportunity to expose our kids in this county, you know, on a national stage somewhat. And it's also an opportunity to to get Rutherford County out to the southeast. And this is a great place to live. We have great schools here, great athletics, great academics. We have a great university here in Murfreesboro. And so I think it's a win-win for everyone in our county.
Now, Coach, have the teams that are playing the Rutherford County teams been decided at this point?
Yes. These first 2 years, it's going to be Blackman High School and Oakland High School. Will be the two Rutherford County teams that will be playing. And, you know, the contracts haven't been officially signed yet, but the two opponents this year, this first year, next year, will be Hoover out of Alabama and Clay Chalkville, you know, out of Alabama. And as we speak, you know, as of right now, Clay Chalkville is the number one ranked 6A team in Alabama. Hoover High School, of course, the national power, is the number one ranked 7A team in Alabama. And so, I mean, we couldn't find two better teams, I promise you, to start this classic off with in those two teams coming from Alabama. And then, obviously, you know, with Oakland's success over the years, and here at Blackman, we've been, you know, pretty successful over the years. I think it's just a great way to open up high school football next year.
Well, going to be really neat. I know there's plenty of football left to play this year, but this is pretty exciting news that just kind of all of a sudden happened, but I know that there's been a lot of work behind the scenes over the last number of weeks. You mentioned Chris Massaro, and Paul Latour at the Chamber, I would say, has had quite a bit to say about this and help and guidance along the way, plus others.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, both Paul and Chris have had a lot to do with this, and then the staff there at the Chamber has also helped. And then, you know, to be quite honest, you know, John Jones, yourself, you know, have been included in these meetings, just in talking about, you know, what's the best thing for Rutherford County. And, you know, this is not a Blackman-Oakland thing. This is a Rutherford County thing. And that's what I think is so exciting is, you know, it's not something that Phillip's done or Tom McDaniel's done or one person's done. It's something that can really benefit our entire county as we go forward. And so, you know, thank you to everybody who has been a part of trying to put this together. And to you, we appreciate all your help in this. And I'm just looking forward to it. We'll get some sponsors, and the committee will get some sponsors on board to kind of publicize this game. And I look forward to be as big an event in high school football as you can.
Well, Coach, good luck for this week's game. You're still playing this week, right?
Absolutely. And that's just it. I don't want anyone to think that, you know, that myself or Coach McDaniel are looking to next year. It's all about scheduling right now. You know, obviously we got to get schedules in. But the only thing we're focused on, I mean, obviously you had to do some things contractually for this game, but the only thing that here at Blackman High School we're focused on is Riverdale, and it's going to take our best effort, probably, you know, to beat those guys, and Ron does such a good job. So we're excited about the game, and we're ready to play.
Coach, appreciate you spending a little time with us today.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right, Coach Philip Shadowin's joining us right here on News Radio WGNS.
Have your feet been hurting you? Well, then you need to try Fleet Feet Sports, like Bart Walker did here at the station.
My feet were killing me, and the doc said, you need to go to Fleet Feet, because they know how to measure your feet. Well, they measured my feet when I was sitting, they measured them when I was standing, then they tried on some shoes and had me walk back and forth. Thanks to Fleet Feet, my feet no longer hurt.
Fleet Feet Sports. Stop by today. They're at the corner of Medical Center Parkway and Thompson Lane, next door to Carrabba's.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services.
This is Brandon Craig with Craig's Tax Service. We're proud to support all Rutherford County athletes.
Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We've been serving Rutherford County since 1988.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
We're just off Memorial Boulevard at 142 Heritage Park Drive.
Hi, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard. We do estate appraisals. We also do regular insurance replacement appraisals if you just need an idea of what something's worth. Be glad to help you out. Keeping it still in the family, Dad's here doing watch repair. He does anything from the simple battery installation to the more complicated get Granddad's watch overhauled and looking good.
Inspired by you.
I'm right behind Green Bank and right next door to Fuji's Restaurant.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley. If you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change. Which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up. Like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Contact Murfreesboro Electric Department at 893-5514 or MurfreesboroElectric.com.
Don't grab a greasy combo from the drive-thru. Come and have lunch with us at Farmer's Family Restaurant.
It was delicious. I had some catfish.
Lunch at Farmer's Family, always home-cooked and healthy.
We came primarily because of the good food.
Come in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
The home cooking is just like grandmama and granddad used to make.
Farmer's Family Restaurant on Old Fort Parkway between Walmart and Home Depot.
Come the farmers where everything is farm-fresh.
We'll see you at Farmer's Family Restaurant.
Hodge Construction Service is a proud supporter of Rutherford County student athletes. Terry Hodge is a true friend to local students. Hodge Construction Services specializes in all types of home repair, carpentry, plumbing, and electrical work. He also specializes in doing quality work on time. You don't pay a penny until the job is finished. Hodge Construction Services can be reached at 390-8941. Hodge Construction Services, 390-8941.
Hello, my name is Marianne Jimenez, and I'm an account rep for Franklin's Printing. I work with business people every day who are trying to save money on their printing costs. At Franklin's Printing, we know how to save our customers money and time on their printing needs. Have you thought about different ways you can save money on printing? Maybe you'd like to get some ideas from a professional. We have hundreds of customers who have saved money at Franklin's Printing. Call me now at Franklin's Printing. I'm Marianne at Franklin's Printing. Have a great day.
Primetime Sports, presented by Ideas Tees on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
And that's going to do it for this edition of Primetime Sports. For Brian Barrett, this is John Dinkins. We'll see you next time. So long, everybody.
WGNS talks about all things local. It's Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett. Weekday mornings at 10 on WGNS, AM, FM, and online.